You beggar, since you don't understand your position, why should you unnecessarily talk so much? Don't all of you wait at our house, depending on us for our livelihood, like crows?
Can you bring my black bag?
Yes.
So we'll repeat this translation. You beggar, since you don't understand your position, why should you unnecessarily talk so much?
Don't all of you wait at our house,
depending on us for your livelihood like crows? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Crows have no independent life. They fully depend on the remnants of foodstuffs thrown by householders into the garbage tank. Therefore, because a Brahman depends on his disciples, Vaisamistra was heavily rebuked by Devyani. She charged Devyani with belonging to a family of crow-like beggars. It is the nature of women to fight verbally at even a slight provocation. As we see from this incident, this has been their nature for a long, long time. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshul Alminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarupascha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Satsrup Das Goswami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gorvani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarine. Paschata desatarine. How nice. How true. So, talking about envy, but the story was actually told, was it a couple of days ago, by Ras Raj Prabhu. Do you remember? Who remembers? Ras Raj? Just a couple of days ago. He actually foretold this story. So, thank you very much, Mataji. So this canto is about so many names of kings. Can anybody tell us some of the reasons why there are so many names? Kripa Maurya slightly hinted to it. Anybody? What are the reasons why so many names of these kings which we have to keep on repeating? So many names, not just kings, their families, their histories, their dynasties. Please, anyone? I'm sure somebody knows it. What is the reason? Please speak up. I think actually, do we have a second mic? It would be such a good idea, don't you think? Yeah? Because there are so many people on internet that don't get to speak, hear the audience. So please, can you speak up, Prabhu? So in short, what Prabhu is saying here is that Prajapatis are supposed to propagate the universe. So that's why their names of these kings are mentioned. And there are two main ones. One is from the Sun Dynasty, another one is from the Moon Dynasty. So that's a good answer. Another one? Anyone else? It's simple. What is ninth canto? What does it imply? Sorry? Liberation. It's about liberation. And what is the Sanskrit for liberation? Mukti. So we are approaching the stage for mukti in this canto. Right? First there was creation, then there is also a maintenance, then destruction, and now we're coming to the stage of liberation. And who gives liberation? Mukunda. So we are approaching the 10th canto. So this is why the names of these kings are mentioned, because I have a present for you today. Do you want to share this, please? Because these are the names of the dynasties of all the kings. It's actually Krishna's family tree, because we are actually approaching the birth of Lord Krishna in the 10th canto. This is why it's very important that the names of all these kings are mentioned. So these are actually the family tree, and you can take a pen and mark them, where we just read about Yayati, and then his son is Yadu, and then gradually if you come down, we'll see here Vasudev, and then Krishna himself personally born. So this is the reason of the names, and we should understand that these are no ordinary people. They are great kings, even if they are exhibiting lust, anger, greed, and envy. So you can keep them extra if you want. So hope you can memorize that someday. Anyway, so point is, today's verse is about envy. So we are in this material world because of envy. So the original envy. In fact, I would like if somebody can help me find the exact reference, but I found one from this one in Atmarama verse from Madhya Lila 24, verse number 202. It's in the purport. It is here mentioned that every living entity is Atmarama, means self-realized by nature, temporarily covered by the influence of Maya. The living entity serves his senses, which are represented as kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, and mascharya, which is lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. In the material condition, all living entities are engaged in sense gratification. But the only way of getting out is through when they associate with devotees who follow the regulative principles, they become purified and awakened to their original consciousness. So this is the reason. Does anybody know that particular verse? I could not find it. I just found it in the purport, in many purports actually, that this material world is created because of the original envy of Krishna, because we want to lord it over and become like Krishna. So the Supreme Lord created this material world. So, you know, the root cause is the original envy. So it's not just among women, but every living entity that is in the material world, we are afflicted with this disease called envy. If that is not enough, then Lord Brahma creates five kinds of nations. Does anybody know that five kinds of nations? It's good to remember. It was in the third canto. So ultimately it's called two kind of potency. One is throwing and the other one is covering. You see, we just heard that The soul is by nature Atmarama and it's pure. Because it's pure by nature, it can only subsist purely in the pure environment, which is the spiritual world. So in order for the soul to exist here, it has to be covered, because it cannot live in this condition. So this is why maybe it's the mercy of Lord Brahma to bring in this nest science of covering. Of course, the Durga Devi does this, throwing and covering. So then Brahma gives these five kind of nations, which is, anyone want to try? It's in the third canto. Okay, it's illusory bodily conception, sense of death, sense of self-perception, anger after frustration, false ownership. Before, this is 3.12, number 2. Before the factual creation, this is the purport, of the living entities in different varieties of species, the condition under which a living being in the material world has to live were created by Brahma. So then here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the definition of these things. Unless a living entity forgets his real identity, it is impossible for him to live in the material condition of life. Therefore, the first condition of material existence is forgetfulness of one's real identity. And by forgetting one's real identity, one is sure to be afraid of death, although a pure living soul is deathless and birthless. This false identification with material nature is the cause of false ownership of things which are offered by the arrangement of superior control. But due to false identification, the conditioned soul becomes entrapped by the sense of false ownership of the property of the Supreme Lord. It is evident from this verse that Brahma himself is a creator of the Supreme Lord, and the five kinds of nations which condition the living entities in the material existence are created by Brahma. Now, I also found some other references. We know that everything in the spiritual world is personified, but in the material world we are forgetting. That's why we lord it over here. But if we really come to our true nature, then we will start seeing everything in a personified form. One example of personified form is in the first canto, in the very beginning, which is the sin personified. Right? Papa Purusa, he comes at the time of, like Maharaj Parikshit sees him. But in the fourth canto, it actually gives the creation of all these negative qualities. So they are all in the form of personified. Anybody know about those things? Yes? Okay, so canto 4, chapter 8, verse number 2. Another son of Lord Brahma was irreligion, whose wife's name was Falsity. From their combination were born two demons named Damba, or bluffing, and Maya, or cheating. These two demons were taken by a demon named Nirati, who had no children. Text 3. Maitreya told Vidura, O great soul, from Damba and Maya were born greed and Nirati. Nikriti is called cunning. From their combination came children named anger, which is krodha, and himsa, which is envy. So envy is born from greed and cunningness. And from their combination were born Kali and his sister Durukti, which is harsh speech. Are we familiar with this? Text 4. O greatest of all good men, by the combination of Kali and her speech were born children named Mrityu, which is death, and Piti, which is fear. From the combination of Mrityu and Piti came children named Yatana, which is excessive pain, and Nirava, which is hell. Text 5. My dear Vidura, I have summarily explained the cause of devastation. One who hears this description three times attains piety and washes the sinful contamination from his soul. So, now you know where we get this envy. It's not one time, but three or four different universal management are trying to cover the living entities. So, we act in this illusory way. First, Lord Krishna created this universe, then Durga Devi throws the soul covering and throwing potency, then Brahma creates the five kind of nascents, then further Brahma creates all these six enemies, and all these personified of sinful living entities. So, I just wanted to share with you and remind us of Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj's seminar in January. It was all about envy. Does anybody remember that? Yes, very good. It was a 2-day seminar. And he's done a lot of research on that and he shared with us. So he says there were 16 categories of envy, but they are actually in four stages. So just for the sake of our memory, because I've done some study on that and I thought it's a very good idea to share that. Like I said, I'm just sharing what I've heard from the senior devotees. So it's again like offering water of Ganges to you. Okay, so first one is called avagya. I'm just going to read directly from the notes, so I haven't put in my words, so you know. It's disrespect, vidambana, hypocritical, pretense, and arrogance. These are all different translation of the word avagya. Avagya is almost like ignorance. It goes more and more because of this slight offense to our devotional service, which becomes sankochita. So what happens, Maharaj mentioned that, you know, we know that the devotional service is so powerful that it flows, he explains that it's described that it flows like river Ganges. It's really powerful. One cannot stop it. But this avagya, or vidambana, or hypocritical behavior, or pretense, or arrogance, actually, it creates sankochita. Sankochita is almost like it loses the potency, and Maharaj says it blocks the power of devotional service. So, it's not powerful by itself, but it stops. Just like a river, we have a dam or some big boulders or something. So sankochita is like that. So it blocks the power of devotional service. His main point was that archana vidambana, he says, this is the hypocrisy in the heart. The reciprocation from the Lord stops. So if we are even performing devotional service, and especially mentioning about the deity worship. So if one worships the deity and forgets about the Lord situated in everybody's heart, that was the whole point of his seminar, was to try to understand that the Supreme Lord resides in the heart of every living entity. So he goes into explain the different stages. So this one is the first stage, is vidambana. If we don't respect or recognize this first stage. It's called the first stage of disease. But Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that this could be rectified. This is just like a small degree of offense. In the description of what is the actual offense is this one. If we see somebody lower than us, then we should catch ourselves immediately, just by thinking about it. How can somebody be lower? Because every living entity, there's the Lord situated in the heart. Krishna is in everybody's heart. And everyone is an object of worship. This is surprising, isn't it? Because we hear about the different kinds of association, one who is equal, one is higher, one is lower. But we have to catch ourselves not to forget that the Lord is within the heart of every living entity. Okay, we're going to describe that further in the last part. The second one is upeksha. So this one is where one wants to avoid the person because of unpleasant feeling in the heart. It's explained that one worships the deity but disrespects the living entity, or he doesn't have a good feeling about it, hitva. He wants to avoid the person. Okay? So this offense is almost considered like pouring ghee in the ashes. So it's completely useless. So in other words, the deity worship or your devotional service, it doesn't bear any fruit. So when the envy in the heart becomes stronger, then you want to avoid that person. So Lord is not very pleased because he's watching all these things that are going on in our mind, in our heart. So one consciously, if one consciously allows this disease to allow the second stage where you want to avoid this person out of envy, so the result of such negative attitude, you don't like him, is the same result as again mentioned here above, is pouring ghee in the ashes. One's devotional service will have zero result. This is like attitude of hatred. So it's gradually increasing. The third one is dvesha, dvista, or envy or hateful. Sometimes you pray that something bad can happen to that person you hate. Active hatred. Kapila Dev says, as a result of such a negativity, one will get separatist attitude. He feels happy when somebody is suffering because of the hatefulness. There is no peace because of this hatred is there. This stage cannot be controlled. One cannot perform devotional service if there is no peace. So you can see how it becomes stronger. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokul Nanda, Jai Shri Taram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai, Jai Srila Prabhupada. So you can see this is the third stage. And the fourth one is avamani or ninda. One who performs devotional service with envy will not get any reciprocation. When one manifests hatreds, which this hatred comes out from the heart and blasphemes the devotees, the result is that the Lord is never pleased. If we do this to others, then we feel that Krishna does not exist. Actually, Krishna disappears because of this blasphemy. Krishna says, I turn away my face from such a person. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he calls it, it's the worst kind of offense. In the 11th canto, insulting words are more painful than the actual pain that is inflicted with an arrow. So then Maharaj mentions the example of Draupadi. The whole Mahabharata war happened because of this insulting word of Draupadi to Duryodhana. He mentioned that she said that the son of a blind is a blind because, you know, he could not actually tell the difference between the water and the actual marble floor or whatever quality that floor was made of. So then it hurt Duryodhan so much that, it carried this, and therefore the whole war was created. So now, after that, in the next lesson, Maharaj gives the solution. So the main point to remember first is that the Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. So if we cannot understand that, and we create all kind of envy and hateful behavior, so that's the result. It's quite interesting. The solution is, we should not discriminate between other living entities and yourself. So don't be separatist. So when we say this, there's something that comes to mind from Christian culture. Anybody? I'll repeat this. Do not discriminate between other living entities and yourself. So what is the similarity in the Christianity? Yes. See? So it's the same in all, but they don't go deeper. Here, it's in the Bhagavatam. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So here specifically mentions, one should not discriminate between other living entities and yourself. So do not be separatist. So it goes up to explaining even how you respect them. It actually talks about worship. How do we worship other living entities? Any idea? How can we see other living entities equal as ourselves? Sorry, please? Very good. But that's only when they come to our house. But this one, he says, see all living entities as yourself. Mataji said, atithi means the guest that come to our house. Yes? Anybody remember that lecture? Or, in fact, I'll be very happy to share, because we made some notes. Somebody transcribed some parts. Yes? It's very close. That's one part. It's good. Yes, it's simple as that. When we see the Lord in the heart of every living entity, we have to give them respect. As simple as that. Respect. So there are two things mentioned. Respect and food or gifts. So Maharaj explains it in a very funny way. He says, actually, when in the reference it's mentioned that there is a word which Srila Prabhupada didn't translate it like literally, but the Maharaj founder from Viswanath Chakravarti and other ones, that it's mentioned the word udara. Udara means stomach. So Prabhupada mentions it as living entity, but actually it means the stomach. So everybody, wherever he is, he carries his stomach with him. So it was mentioned that what's the highest pleasure in the material world? And Maharaj said, people think it's sex, but it's not. It's food, it's eating. So he says, yes, we have to be very mindful of sharing our food or feeding people. Feeding, giving gifts, and offer respect. So the three words that were mentioned was dan, means charity, man, means respect, and maitreya, means offer friendship. So what's the first offense that we have to guard against to the holy name? See? So we are again and again reminded of this thing. Not just devotees who's chanting the holy name, but in this particular one, he mentions every living entity. So there, Maharaj gives the example that Srila Prabhupada would feed the rats and snakes. Srila Prabhupada's father would feed the rats and snakes because, you know, he said that they were considered like family members, you know. So, of course, the purpose was that they won't eat the cloth. And then at Govardhan Parikrama, he saw one very old sadhu. He was doing something like bending over and doing something he didn't know. But when he went closer to look, guess what he was doing? He was actually feeding the ants with the flour and sugar. So there are people that actually do that. I've grown up seeing that, that they offer food to the ants. And there is a very interesting culture or a lifestyle. It's still being maintained in South India. Every morning they make kolam. In South Indian culture it's called kolam, but in Hindi, Gujarati it's called rangoli. Something like this, this decoration. And the reason behind that is that they have to do it before the sun comes out. So what's the purpose? Because there are some living entities that don't, they cannot bear the power of the sun. So they go in the hiding. So they only come out before the sun comes out. So that's when they make this rangoli. But that rangoli has to be done with edible items, not colors, artificial colors, or presently they use sand, they use crushed glass. So imagine what happens to the living entity when they eat that. So same as Holi, you know, now it is a big innovative idea in ISKCON. But, you know, so many people criticize it. But as this movement is growing, just like Kripamaya Prabhu gave a very nice overview of the purpose of this movement. So as this movement is growing, we are seeing different innovative ideas. And yes, people can criticize because they keep on saying, this is not what Prabhupada created, this is not what Prabhupada gave. But actually, at the time of Srila Prabhupada, they were just young brahmacharis at that time. Of course, they come from the hippie background. And he used whatever was available. Srila Prabhupada broke many Vedic rules to establish this movement. Even now in India, you will see no ladies are able to give in major temples to do aarti or go on the altar because of the culture barriers there. So what does that mean? Actually, let me finish the point about that using rangoli and the color. So then the householder duties, when they make this rangoli, it is that they feed the grains to those living entity. Of course, there are five kinds of yajna that the householder is supposed to offer. Deva yajna, Pitri yajna, to all living entities, to human beings, like that. So Devarsi Putat Nam Nirnam Pitunam, although it says that one is free from, Maharaj actually quotes that verse, devotees think that because we have taken to devotional service, we are free from the obligations. Actually, as soon as a living entity is born, he is obliged to these five categories of living entities, which means everyone. Rishis for giving us the scriptures, Devta for giving us all these five material great elements. Human beings, because we live in the society with human beings and we need each other. And all living entities because of the eco-social and environmental purposes. So we are indebted. And then, you know, Srila Prabhupada also explains how, it's actually in 11th Canto, chapter 20, how we can nullify this debt. Of course, it is from pure devotional service. It says one is freed or one is will be above that, or his debts are nullified, but it's for person who take it purely up to the... But as long as we have this material body, we have to actually perform the duties and activities for Manav Dharma. That's why we have Dharma Shastras. So there are rules for eating, there are rules for sleeping, there are rules for greeting. Everything has rules. And even like, as I said, in the early days, you know, it's amazing how Srila Prabhupada gradually, you know, established the Vedic culture. Now, the people from Vedic culture are even more amazed to see the people from Western countries taken up so many rules. And that's all thanks to Srila Prabhupada. So, going back to innovative ideas. So, like I was saying, so there were people from the hippie background, they dedicated their lives, they worked so hard, and they were actually almost at the transcendental platform because they're doing whatever was necessary. It's not that, oh, you know, my abilities, I'll do this and I can't do that. So we have Jayananda Prabhu, who was driving taxi, doing accounts, cleaning, and then also preaching. So we have the examples. So as a Vaishnav, we can perform any service. But for organizing the societies, gradually we are at a stage now, actually we are long overdue, where we have to define the nature of different living entities, ourselves, and be fixed on that. But there are always going to be the core group of devotees who will be doing all these different activities, just like as we see, especially in the temple. So that's why this Varnashram thing is very confusing, because people see that, oh, they can do anything, I'm a Vaishnava, I can do anything, right? But then we have many fall downs also. But there will be some always. But then for the general society, we need to have these divisions. And that's why we need to have Brahminical councils. And that way we can help understand a person's nature, guide them, engage them according to their nature. So one last point on envy. Sorry for getting diverted. Is that, yes, we all have original envy. Some living entities have more than others, just like here it mentioned that women as a class have more. But a person who is a Vaishnava, right, one should not discriminate and consider a woman to be a Vaishnavi, to be less in her character of his Vaishnavism, because after many birth and death, a living entity takes to devotional service. Brahmande, Brahmite, Kon Bhagyavan Jiv, Guru Krishna Prasaya Bhakti Lata Bij. So these are great souls, so we should not make an offense like that. Out of thousands and millions of living entities, only few take to this devotional service. So Bahunam, Janmanante, after many birth and death also. So we have to be very careful, but of course, yes, it's very hard. One slight point I need to mention is, out of all these six negative qualities, women may be attributed for this envy, but men have it even worse. I'm sorry to say that. What is the trouble with the men's body? Anyone? Women, you can say that, please. Yes? It's worst. Out of these six qualities, which is the most difficult for men? Thank you. So, yes, this is why we need Varnashram, so we can have this rule for protection for this men's negative quality. We cover the head, because the women are so powerful, just simply by the rays of an eyebrow, he can make a great scent fall down. Right? So we know that the women are very powerful because they give birth to powerful men. Actually, I was just in Munich. We had a veggie expo for 8,000 Germans came to this veggie expo. And I was fortunate to be able to give live cooking demo and teach them karma free cooking classes. So we had the association of Preetu Prabhu. And he says, the real women liberation, if you want to see, you should see the women of Rajput. Please don't laugh. They said, sit. Eat. I'm just joking, Killa. Yes, he says, these women are so powerful that any men, when they ask them, they will actually have to follow. So those are, he said, you know, that is real liberation. But personally, I think the real women's liberator is His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Because He gave us this opportunity which wasn't even available any time ever to... In the creation of the world, we know we have Mother Draupadi, Queen Kunti. They were great women, but she was taking care of the treasury. She wasn't giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. Only Srila Prabhupada's mercy that this is a very special Kali Yuga where Lord Chaitanya has come to liberate every living entity from all these different negative qualities. And in love, what is the opposite of envy is love. Amazingly enough, it's the same color. Sometimes in the material world, they use green as envy. But actually, the heart chakra is also green. So it's actually love. So in love, we can call out the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That can get rid of the root cause of envy and all these negative qualities, as mentioned in Harinam Chintamani also. So thank you very much.